It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Let me sort that out for you. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll get there with the headlines of the news is what we'll have.
Hey, what's your name? Got a diary? Dart? A ciggy? A hairy rag?
You mean a death stick? Nah, mate. Take a hoon on this cosmic e-cig.
I've been living all wrong.
Vaping. It's better for you and for your bank balance. Cosmic's got you covered with top quality e-cigs and liquids. The best prices in town and great service. Because there's a bit to know and they're here to help. Pop into Cosmic on High Street, K Road or online at cosmicnz.co.nz. Best prices, best service, always.
Prepare for intimacy, an evening alone with Lawrence Arabia, through November at multiple venues. Do your hair up nice, deodorise your shoes, and put on your special undies. You've got a date with Lawrence Arabia.
Young man, feeling old.
The flaxen-haired troubadour himself, up close and personal. An evening alone with Lawrence Arabia. Tittarangi RSA, November 7th, Golden Dawn, November 14th and 15th, The Vic Devonport, November 21st. Tickets from Under the Radar.
Chop, chop, chicken has returned to Burger Fuel. That's right, it's time to pop on your flip-flops, your crop top or Crocs, get hot to trot and hop on some Chop Chop. Six pieces of free-range chicken coated in Burger Fuel's crunch-inducing cornflake charge recipe. Cooked to golden perfection, all six pieces are then lavished with sriracha sauce and Burger Fuel's famous free-range aioli. Be warned, Chop Chop Chicken is here for a very limited time. Head to burgerfuel.co.nz for more info.
Love your beard, man. Coming along real nice.
Yeah, it's my new Melancholy Forever Macadamia Nut Beard Oil.
Yeah, man, I've been rubbing macadamia nut oil all over my tattoos. Keeps them so moist.
Lit AF. Have you tried rubbing lavender on them?
Nah, but have you tried these new barista socks? They've upped my latte art game so hard.
So lit, yeah. Yeah, I've heard about those. I also use them as a scrunchie to keep my cinnamon bun up nice and high.
Sorry to interrupt, guys, but there's customers waiting. Also, I thought I told you to put these beard nets on. We don't want to have the health department here again. We're getting enough shit about the cracks in the Whanganui clay ceramic latte bowls already.
Yeah.
Sorry, boss. Sorry.
Being a barista isn't as easy as it looks. Take yourself more seriously with Coffee Supreme.
Hey, we're on Sigrid's Eclectic Warrior Hour of Power with your main mademoiselle, Sigrid. Ah!
Yes.
Oh, hell yes. We got some straight fire tuna-roonies for you today. Ain't that right, Radioland? Hey, don't get too enthusiastic there, sweets. I don't bite unless you're into that. Whoa, only teasing.
I f***ing hate this. For just the hits, not the nonsense, tune in to the Thursday 1 to 4 with Sigrid. Only on 95BFM. No banter.
BFM News Headlines.
Arta Maria, good morning. Your news headlines this half hour. The government is debating the passing of a bill to improve the quality of rental homes. The Solomon Islands government will elect a new prime minister this morning. A court decision has banned Iraqi Kurdistan's vote to secede from Baghdad. And a stranded orca has been refloated in Marlborough. These stories in full, plus weather and surf, coming up at 9 o'clock.
It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out. Maria's not here, Clayton is here. Hi Clayton, how are you?
Hi Mikey, I'm good, yourself?
Good, thank you. What have you got for us this morning?
I've got a Japanese anime supernatural love story, Your Name. Came out in 2016.
Your Name?
Your Name.
Now, I've heard, I'm told, my research, my prep tells me that this is a multi-award winning box office smash.
This thing was like the biggest thing since sliced bread in Japan. It's the
highest grossing anime film of all time worldwide. Yeah. Highest grossing anime film of all time worldwide.
Yeah, and people just haven't heard of it around here. It's like, this thing is a powerful movie. It's from this director called Makoto Shinkai, and this is like his breakthrough movie. He's called the like successor to Ghibli's Hayao Miyazaki, like all the great movies like Howl's Moving Castle, Spirited Away, and this is just like he doesn't like being called a successor because he's like, this is the guy's his idol, and he like grew up watching Castle in the Sky, but come on, this guy's like a maestro. He does writing, directing, does lots of the animation himself, and he's like loves his music, so he hired this band called Radwimps.
Radwimps.
Japanese J-rock band to do some music, and it's like just people, the songs are people throughout the movie, and it's just really makes a difference.
Excellent. And so it's like, how freaky, because I mean, it's anime, the thing is with anime, it's really freaky. And it's not the norm, is it? It's not just gentlemen and lady walking down streets house.
It's got a bit of a stigma.
And, you know, interesting quandaries happen, you know? It's all like, I mean, here, Mitsua and Taki are two total strangers living completely different lives. But when Mitsua makes a wish to leave her mountain town for the bustling city of Tokyo, they become connected in a bizarre way.
Yes, like, almost like...
She dreams she's a boy living in Tokyo, where Taki dreams he's a girl from a rural town he's never been to. And yeah. Amber off.
Yeah, hey. Classic sort of body swap comedy to start off with.
Wacky Wednesday. Yeah, Freaky Friday. Yeah.
Indeed. But like, it has all this supernatural sort of sci-fi elements, because there's like comet hurtling across the sky. But then it evolves from this
comet hurtling across the sky.
Cosmic events, supernatural elements. But evolves into something else after this, like, you know, bit of a twist. And it just becomes this, like, really sort of, you know, powerful movie. Like, it covers things like fate, you know, time, memory. And if you've ever heard of the red string of fate?
No, haven't you asked me that before and it freaked me out? Yeah. Tell me all about it.
Japanese sort of legend where the gods tie a piece of string around your finger, connecting you to your soulmate. Now, this red string might get tangled, might get stretched, but you're destined to meet this person. And this is what, ooh, yeah, Rob.
Oh,
yeah.
I like the sound of that.
And this is what makes up this movie, these two people who are connected and with this body swapping, and they go in search for each other. Will they meet each other? Who knows?
We've got a copy to give away. We'd like to give it away now to a BFM listener who thinks that they're really mentally ready for such a warped and imaginative tale. Is that you, caller?
It's me.
It's you. What's your name?
Griselda!
Griselda, lovely to have you.
I'm so ready for that.
Are you ready for this? All right,
yes, ready.
You stay there, we'll get your details. We'd love to talk a little bit more about this, Clayton, but unfortunately we've got the Mayor of Auckland coming up very shortly, and there's a lot to talk about with him.
All good.
Woohoo, thank you.
All right, stay there, Griselda, and we'll make sure that you get this for you to watch at home in the privacy of your own home and to take it at your own pace. And we'd love you to let us know afterwards how you enjoy the movie.
Will do.
Okay, stay there. Thank you very much. Clayton, thank you. Sorry to hustle you along. And I love your Batman T-shirt. I kind of want that Batman T-shirt.
Oh, it's exciting. Justice League tonight. It's going to be awesome.
Who is your favourite superhero?
Oh, it'd have to be Batman. But maybe one of the X-Men, but definitely Batman.
Batman ain't awesome. Hey, the movie is called Your Name, and it's out now on Mad Men DVD.
Oh, it's a great movie. Definitely check it out.
Do you get extra bonuses on the DVD?
Oh, yes, like trailers and behind-the-scenes sort of stuff. But the movie itself is, like, if you watch one anime movie this year, watch this. It's awesome.
That was the Mad Men DVD review.
And it's in colour.